Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
He's just a really bad kisser. Can he be trained, or is it time to ditch this guy, or should she continue to date him?
You know when they just use a little bit too much tongue and it starts sounding like... Yeah, there ain't coming back from that.
You remember the name?
I would never. I would never shame him publicly, David. No, I'm just kidding. His name is not David.
Same exact thing. Way too much tongue. I mean, it felt like she was licking my face at some point. It was way too much tongue.
So I remember the name, but we are syndicated in Lexington, Kentucky, where I was born and raised and grew up and went to college there. And so he is also still there. So I am not going to publicly shame him. But I remember this makeout session on a couch, and I ended up getting a rash on my chin from how much slobber there was.
I mean,
it was dripping down my chin. It was so disgusting. And you know how slobber stinks? So then afterwards, you smell like slobber. And it's all right underneath your nose, right? So all I can smell is this dude's spit. And I was just like, yeah, no, we're done. There's no coming back from that.
You feel like you're in his mouth.
I ended up getting like this reddish rash on my chin from how much he spit on me.
But if, I mean, that's heinous and you can't come back from that. But if you like this guy a whole bunch, do you think that you could have taught him how to be a better kisser? Or that's just, it's like, I'll never be a good free throw shooter ever, no matter how much I practice.
Yeah, you will. You practice hard enough, you would be a great free throw shooter.
I think there are some people that naturally can do it, some can't.
Okay. Yeah, Shaq practiced for about 20 years. What happened?
So can you be taught to be a better kisser? I think that's what she's asking here, because she likes this guy. Here's the email. There's this guy that I've started seeing, and we've gone on 3 dates so far, and he's genuinely a great person. We click on many levels, and our non-physical chemistry is undeniable. However, there's one not so slight issue. He is unfortunately a terrible kisser. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not expecting passionate movie style kisses, but his skills in that particular department are alarmingly bad.
Damn, that's harsh. That is harsh.
That's alarmingly bad. It's more than just a lack of synchronization or rhythm.
There is a nice rhythm to a good kiss.
Agreed.
For sure.
Yeah. Agreed. It's the complete absence of any skill that's becoming increasingly more of a turnoff. So, Bird Show and fellow Bird Show fans, I've come to you seeking your wisdom. Is it possible to teach a guy to kiss better? I've read some things suggesting gentle guidance can improve a bad kisser, but I'm not sure. I don't want to hurt his feelings or make him feel self-conscious. How would one even approach such a sensitive topic? I'm also curious if this is a potential deal breaker for some of you. Would you feel discouraged if you found yourself needing to coach your partner on how to kiss? Would a lack of skills in the kissing department have you speculating about his abilities in other intimate areas? Do you think being a bad kisser means he will be awful at everything that comes next? Or is it possible for a man to be subpar kisser but still excel in other aspects of physical intimacy? Please don't interpret this as me being mean or heartless. He's a great guy with many qualities I like, and I'd really love for this to work. I'm just not sure if it's possible. From Amelia. All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I think guys can be, and I think women can be taught also. And I don't know. well, yes, there are bad kissers and there are good kissers, but there's also a style thing too.
Is it wrong if you ask him while you're making out and you're having like a, you know, a smooch fest, like find a pause and be like, are you enjoying this? And if he says yes, is that also another problem that he thinks it's good?
Who's going to say no in the middle of making out with someone? Like, even if you're not enjoying it, yeah, you're probably going to lie and say yes.
Yeah, nah, now that you mention it, it's terrible. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
What you do after that kiss is you immediately say to him, this is alarmingly bad.
No.
Can't you just tell him how to change? Like, pretend it's like how you like it.
Oh my God, I would take it so personal. I mean,
well, it is.
I know.
You suck at it.
Yeah, no, exactly. If I was making out with a dude and then he was like, listen, this is bad. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
You don't tell him it's bad. You just like the same way you would direct a guy in the bedroom. Like, this is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I think you got to talk more about what you're into rather than what you're doing wrong. Because if you tell him like, oh, I hate it when you slobber all over me, then he's just going to feel like kicked down. Whereas if you're like, ooh, I really like it when you like bite my lip a little bit, then he might start like sucking blood and then we can go from there. But I think it's better to focus on like what's going good. So he just sees it as a challenge to be like, ah, I bite her lip really good. Let me do that more.
Or you can just pull the pretty woman prostitute line and say, I don't kiss. And then you don't have to kiss and you can just get to the other stuff. Problem solved.
I don't think there's any way to not hurt his feelings. I feel like she has to let that go. Like you kind of have to hurt his feelings a little bit to get him to get in the direction of where you need him to go.
Especially if he's this great a guy in every other area. I think you got to tell him somehow, some way. You got to get past this. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
Hey, so I was going to go off just what y'all are talking about. Now that I'm thinking about it, my wife might have been passive-aggressive about it, telling me that I'm not a good kisser. Because she would communicate to me saying, hey, I like this. You shouldn't use so much tongue or whatever. But that's just what I like, so that's what I'd go off. And if she wants them to become a better kisser for her, she would have to communicate that.
Yeah, I think that's Abby's point right there, yeah. Or both your guys' point, is that it's more of a stylish thing than it is you really sucking at this.
So unfortunately, we just made Jeremy realize by this conversation that he was a bad kisser. Yeah. And his wife how to train him how to properly kiss her.
He is texting her right now.
Hey, The Bird Show.